Copy that. I know a lot of people tend to dunk on these bow things, but hey, you can't beat it. Especially that DM32 UV and the Digi, all that good stuff. If anything, it's just a code plug software that's a little challenging to use. I've noticed it can be a little buggy sometimes too, but overall, like, it's a very fantastic handheld too. Doing the test, that's what I really like to do. Granted, it's not as easy as with the other bow things I have too. You still have to go through all these hoops to get things programmed in correctly, but it's still possible. Although there are some things I found that you can only do on the software. Do you still actively use that DM32 UV?
Yeah, I've only had it for like 3 weeks. I do. So that's my thing. So, and I was able to, because I heard that if you had the radio ID that began with a 1, you're supposed to migrate to 3. 1 begins with 3, so I could use this network. It wasn't an issue, but I did see on there that it, like, last heard through the radio ID website and stuff, that it somehow, it does log it, you know, it does somehow, I guess, it does log, but, so I updated it with, did the conversion, which I initiated it, and, you know, with other stuff I had to do. And I think it took a couple hours, and then I have a 3. So now I think I'm good.